Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Charlie Strange raves about you, Ryan. I know that you and your firm represent more than 4,000 great Americans, including, of course, those like Charlie Strange and his family, members of our great Gold Star families, who obviously they never want to be in that Gold Star family club. Obviously, when we've interviewed Charlie many times, we love him, and we covered locally when, of course, he was at the Trump rally here in this area in the Philadelphia region. And Trump called him up on stage, made promises to him. But just wanted to hear from you as far as a couple of different issues. There's a great event coming up with the Michael Strange Foundation. That's coming up in April. But what is it that you are fighting for, especially in these ongoing terrorism cases, Ryan Sparacino, as you and your firm represent these either family members or surviving military members? What is it that you are fighting for as far as this litigation that's been going on?
Thank you. So we are honored to represent Charlie and his family and more than 1,000 other Gold Star families in total in a significant number of lawsuits, but they have a common theme, and that is trying to hold accountable people, including companies, banks, the nation of Iran, who helped support terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and Lebanese Hezbollah, and Hamas, militias in Iraq, ISIS, that, you know, hate America and want to drive us out of the Middle East and do so through terrorist violence. And so what these cases are about fundamentally is accountability for our clients, and for most of our clients, for people like Charlie, these cases are almost certainly the last chance that they'll ever have to hold anyone accountable for the murder of their loved one. And so we take this obligation very seriously, and that's what we're after, is justice.
And so what drove, in looking up, and obviously these are huge cases, and they're important and near and dear to all of our hearts, and to bring forth, at the very least, justice. We can't bring back, especially those who've served our nation and, you know, came home in that flag-draped coffin. Let's say this like it is. We can't bring back Michael, Charlie's beloved son, who served so honorably, but at least they deserve justice. And that's really what, you know, and Charlie and I text back and forth. I love him. I think he's such a sweetheart. And as a mom of teenage sons, you know, my heart goes out to him. But this is very serious work that you, Ryan, and your firm are doing. I did notice in right around Thanksgiving of last year, there was an amendment where you were filing, you know, an amended complaint on behalf of, let's say, it was some 535 clients. And so you are constantly, you know, it seems like you're updating this. Take me through a little bit, if you would, Brian, some of this where you have to constantly watch what's happening in the world. You then get more information and you amend your anti-terrorism act compliant, you know, act complaints against these different individuals. How does that process work?
Sure. So we, our firm at Sparacino PLLC is purpose-built to represent victims of terrorism. So we have a very unique team that includes former federal prosecutors, treasury officials, former flag officer at the Central Intelligence Agency, a deep in-house investigative team that includes both researchers and private investigators. And we are constantly on the prowl for additional evidence of wrongdoing by the bad guys we're going after. And, so we're not just staying put with kind of research after a certain point. We're continually pushing and prodding, talking to witnesses, looking for new sources. And when we have that, we can sometimes amend our complaint to reflect that. But fundamentally, our focus is on defendants who have acted deliberately and in a really intentional way to help terrorist groups. You know, we're we're not interested in going after, as I've said before, we're not interested in going after companies that were trying to do the right thing but didn't do a good enough job.
Right.
That's not our intention. This is about going after effectively corporate criminals. Mm-hmm. You know, we're after companies and banks that knew what was going on and that made a value judgment that it was more important for them to make money than to stand with America against terrorists. And so it's a narrow group of people we go after, but when we go after them, we go all the way.
So in this one, this is just one example that I think, you know, it's a big company. This is Binance. And so in this one, the allegation, and I'm looking at, you know, all the court records, et cetera, but the indication, the allegation was that these individuals at this, you know, financial company were able to, in essence, aid and abet, that's the allegation, these terrorist attacks by facilitating the transfer of all, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in this form. I believe the allegation was crypto, or I'm assuming that. I believe it was crypto. You can correct me, but this was money that went to, the Revolutionary Guard in Iran, Hezbollah, all the usual suspects, if you will, the Houthis, Hamas, etc. And so, you know, in something like that, I and that's why I want to get to this. You have to have a real skill set, right? Your team has to know what to look for and to go after these individuals. It's incredible work that you do. And do you have an update for us as you had amended this complaint?
Yes, thank you. We're very proud of the amended complaint and the case that you referenced, which is the case against Binance. You were right. It was about the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, basically a bank that trades in crypto. And they got that way by making a very simple choice, which was they were going to stand out from the crowd by not giving a damn about anti-terrorism compliance. So, you know, most of the other crypto companies in the United States, exchanges like Coinbase and some others, they took their compliance obligations seriously. That doesn't mean they were perfect, but they were doing things like, you know, vetting against terrorism watch lists, and if something suspicious happened, filing the reports that banks are required to file called suspicious activity reports and the like. Binance did the opposite. Binance made themselves open for business, for terrorists, and criminals, and none of this is an allegation, pled guilty to one of the largest criminal guilty pleas in the United States history. They paid collectively $4 billion for their sins to the government for what they've done. And, in terms of developments, there's another case that's essentially a smaller version of the case. So our case is on behalf of a pretty broad cross-section of victims. But there's another case that's also against Binance where Binance just got destroyed in a judicial opinion. I think that is the word. I don't think there's any other word to describe it, justifiably so. And so we are very bullish about our chances to hold Binance accountable, as they should be. But, you know, that's a case that we expect to continue to progress through the legal system. And, we're going to see that through to the end.
And so in some of these cases, what's the highest court that your firm, Ryan Sparacino, what's the highest court that you've brought forth some of these arguments?
Well, we've sued and litigated these arguments in a ton of different federal courts. These cases are always in federal court, and so it's usually federal district court and then the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. But, you know, if we need to, we'll go to the Supreme Court. We have a colleague at our firm, Tejinder Singh, who has successfully argued cases in the Supreme Court concerning fraud against the government. We represent whistleblowers who help root out fraud and bring claims under the False Claims Act. And Tejinder, in the last two terms, both times, has won 9-0 in front of the Supreme Court. And so if we have to go to the Supreme Court, we can go to the Supreme Court. But ultimately, we expect most of these cases to be resolved at the district court level, in the sense of that's where most of the arguing takes place.
And have you or members of your firm or your team, for example, been called before Congress so that lawmakers could learn how to write better laws to make it so that if companies do these, as you say, sins, which are against our country, those who serve in the military, etc., that they would not be allowed to do business in this. I mean, what takes me back is that somebody could pay a $4 billion with a B dollar settlement, and there's still a company, which tells me, I don't know, maybe the business is so good they can afford the $4 billion. But something tells me that I wish that if somebody's doing these things, these nefarious things, even confessing to them, maybe they shouldn't be allowed to do business in our country. Maybe just shut that down. So I guess that's where I'm going with this. Have you lobbied to lawmakers to tighten up some of our laws?
You know, I'm going to say something that most lawyers would rather die than say, which is I would love nothing more than for Congress to ask us to come testify. All caps, I am begging for Congress to subpoena me. I would love to speak with members of Congress on the record and under oath about the plague of terrorist finance that's been going on for too long. Here's the analogy I believe most accurately describes what's happened. It's very similar to the opioids crisis in that it was hiding in plain sight. It was causing an immense amount of destruction. It was perpetrated by powerful, well-heeled companies and banks and the like. And they got away with it basically for decades because powers that be didn't give a damn, and because most of the victims were blue-collar, working-class people who don't have the same power. And I think the same thing happened here, that for decades, companies and banks had basically a free-for-all when it came to funding this stuff. And bluntly, large segments of the kind of U.S. government, it wasn't on their agenda. You know, and I think that's something that has changed pretty dramatically relatively recently. I think since October 7th and Hamas's barbaric attack there, I think there's a sense now that this is an important issue. It's not just some sideshow. It's something that we really need to deal with, not just as Americans, but as people who want to defeat these organizations. You know, these cases, they're about justice and they're about accountability, but they're also about national security. You know, yeah. Congress created these laws because Congress recognized that we need to drain the swamp of terrorist finance and the like, and that one of the ways you reduce the risk of terrorists getting money and killing people is by making it much more dangerous for banks and big corporations to do business with them. And that's where our clients and where heroes like Charlie Strange come into the mix, because their willingness to stand up for what's right and bring suit in federal court against companies that did things like made protection payments to the Taliban, like some of these government contractors did, as alleged in the one complaint on behalf of Charlie. You know, that's what can make a difference. And so I would welcome the chance to testify before Congress. I really hope that the Congress continues as they have been, it seems, since October 7th, to be a lot more focused on these issues. Yes. And I appreciate so much your all's interest as well. I think part of this, too, has been that in large segments of the media, it's not some beef between pop stars. It's not, you know, it's not something, it's a more complicated issue that a lot of media outlets don't have an interest in talking about, you know. Not to rant here, but, you know, good luck ever seeing a story run by CNN about terrorism and about the companies that help terrorists. Like, they'll happily run stories all day long about October 7th. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, you know, how these events happen, they have no interest in doing so. It's pretty obvious. I've been in business 8 years representing clients in these cases. And as far as I can tell, they've literally never covered this entire topic. Well, and, you know, not to be all conspiracy theory here, but if you ever happen to travel abroad and watch CNN International, which is, you know, everywhere outside the United States, and you watch the commercials, it's like a who's who of terrorist funders. It's like it's like everyone was sued.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
We want to see you with Charlie Strange going before Congress, testifying together. I'm pretty sure that he would do that with you. Thank you so much for all the great work you do. Attorney Ryan Sparacino, really appreciate you. Thank you.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.